raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis. Because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Get into the spirit of the garden lights and winter nights in downtown Atascadero. Sunken Gardens is glowing with thousands of sparkling lights in the beautiful trees, creating the perfect winter paradise. Festive shopping, great food, warm drinks, and holiday fun throughout downtown. Thanks to the sponsors, City of Atascadero, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, Sousa Construction, plus Avila Traffic Safety, 3CE, H&R Block, and PG&E. Come celebrate the season in downtown Atascadero. Find all the details at visitatascadero.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 24th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to hold a hearing regarding immigration customs enforcement in January. Central Coast Zoo to unveil new nature play area in New Year's Eve celebration. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today, schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting on January 27th, 2026, regarding Immigration and Customs Enforcement access to individuals. The notice for this public forum mentions the Truth Act, a 2016 California law regarding federal immigration policy enforcement. The law requires a local law enforcement agency to provide a consent form and explain the purpose of an interview with an ICE agent to an individual in custody regarding civil immigration violations. The bill also requires that local law enforcement agencies provide copies of specified documentation received from ICE to the individual and notify the individual regarding the intent of the agency to comply ICE requests. If you cannot attend the public hearing in person, you can do so online. The National Weather Service has forecasted the atmospheric river storm currently impacting San Luis Obispo County may continue through Saturday. Expect the storm to bring 3 to 5 inches of rain, winds of about 10 to 20 miles per hour, and gusts reaching 30 to 40 miles per hour in some areas as well. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is urging residents to remain alert, particularly if they're traveling for the holidays. Storms increase the risk of road flooding and hazardous driving conditions. A flood watch has been issued for the entire county by the National Weather Service. Central Coast Zoo to unveil new nature play area and inaugural New Year's Eve celebration. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing...
National Weather Service in Los Angeles, Oxnard, has issued a flash flood warning for South Central San Luis Obispo County in Southwestern California, Northern Santa Barbara County in Southwestern California, until noon Pacific Standard Time. At 6:09 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Doppler radar and automated rain gauges indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard, flash flooding caused by heavy rain. Source, radar and automated gauges. Impact, flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Lompoc, Santa Ynez, Los Alamos, Gilton, Sisquac, Figueroa Mountain, Lake Kakuma, Highway 166 between Twitchell Dam and the Cuyama Valley, Big Pine Mountain and Mission Hills. Avoid flooded roads. Be aware of rock slides, mudslides, and possibly debris flows.
Was believed to be gone forever, the department says. Both parties wish to remain anonymous, but the police department still thanks the citizen for their honesty, character, and commitment to helping others. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's Rose Parade float for the 2026 Rose Parade in Pasadena is entering its home stretch. Both teams gathered in the Pomona campus on December 19th to celebrate the near completion of the float for this year. The 2026 float, Jungle Jumpstart, depicts the theme of magic and teamwork by showcasing dynamics between nature and technology. The float depicts rainforest denizens coming together to restore a robot friend. The parade float was completely designed and built by students from both campuses, which has been towed to Pasadena for decoration. Students and volunteers will now apply more than 21,000 flowers to cover the float from December 26th through the 31st. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. tonight, ending just before midnight on Sunday, December 28th. During last year's 30-hour holiday enforcement effort for Christmas, CHP says officers arrested over 300 impaired drivers and issued over 2,000 speeding tickets. As winter weather, such as heavy rain or snow, rolls in, CHP says this can significantly change driving conditions, reducing visibility and traction. CHP encourages drivers to slow down, allow extra following distance, and remain alert for hazards while driving to help everyone get home safely for the holidays. In sports for the NFL, tomorrow the Commanders will face the Cowboys, the Lions will go against the Vikings, and the Broncos will face the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Rockets 128-108, the Suns over the Lakers 132-108, the Pistons beat the Kings 136-127. No games will be played tonight. On Christmas Day, the Lakers will face the Rockets, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Timberwolves will face the Nuggets, the Thunder will go against the Spurs, and the Cavaliers will face the Knicks. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Much of the state dealing with a rare, powerful atmospheric river. The storm flooding roads and homes in Redding, where a driver died after getting trapped in a truck. Shasta County under a state of emergency. Flash flood watches in much of Northern California.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the lower elevations. But then we do see those major impacts within the mountains on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas.
Jacob Spender with the National Weather Service. Northern California seeing 3 to 6 inches of rain in a period of 24 hours. In Southern California, heavy rain started Tuesday night, expected to continue through Saturday. The mother of a missing 9-year-old girl behind bars, accused of killing her.
Calculated, cold-blooded, and criminally sophisticated premeditation and heartlessness that went into planning it, and the ruthlessness that went into actually committing the crime.
Ashley Buzzard arrested at her home after the body of her daughter Melody was found in Utah. DNA tests of the remains allegedly confirming the connection to the mother. Jeff Scott, California News.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention, at K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets, bring your friends, bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right, all our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait, wait, real discounts you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope, real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The Almond Board of California's Board of Directors voted this month to discontinue funding the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Objective Measurement Report, which is a pre-harvest forecast that can affect market behavior. Many growers complain that this year's USDA forecast overestimated the size of the crop, causing almond prices to plummet just as the new crop was hitting the market. I know we've all been frustrated with the market volatility we've experienced as an industry, especially following the release of the objective estimate this past July, ABC President and CEO Clarice Turner said. Turner acknowledged the USDA objective forecast has been a useful tool for the industry. However, when the crop shifted from growing to consolidating and declining acres like we've seen over the last 4 years, the calculation started to become problematic, she said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Rain today with highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. About another half inch of rainfall tonight, lows in the mid 50s, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Rain early tomorrow morning, remaining cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, south-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday, showers in the morning, mostly on sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday next week. Upper 50s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, low 60s Monday and Tuesday, 63 a week from today. Currently it is 58 degrees and cloudy with rain in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
This is Dr. Brad Dick. They say that time flies when you're having fun. The last 25 years have gone in a flash, and now it's time to retire. I thank everyone that has given me the privilege of helping them feel better today. I look forward to seeing you all around town and having a conversation. I hope to see all of you soon.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Claims for first-time jobless help are in. The Labor Department saying 214,000 workers filed unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That is lower than expected. Economists were estimating 224,000 filings, unchanged from the previous week. Continuing claims rose, inching up to 1.923 million. That's above estimates of 1.9 million. One of the closely watch stocks this morning, shares of Nvidia, which have been struggling since late October with investors concerned about an AI bubble and spending on AI. So far, it's closed up for the past four consecutive trading days. And Waymo announcing it's going to update its San Francisco fleet after a power outage caused its driverless cars to stall and block traffic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Enjoy your favorite slots, delicious dining, exciting bingo, progressive table games, and cozy beds. They've got it all for you. All righty, to email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. And the number is 238-5775, which you can text that, of course. You know that by now. 238-KPRL to join us on this Christmas Eve.
Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him till he sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Mary Nell. Of course he brought his new wife Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Turkey turned the ball game on. It's margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and extension cord. A can of bean dip and some Diet Rye. A box of Pampers, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlan Gym. I can't remember how I'm kin to them, but when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw the breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, Silent Night, Oh Holy Night. Carve a turkey, turn the ball game on. Mix Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of plain snow. A bag of lemons and some Diet Sprite.
say, making memories during the holidays sometimes, depending on your family or situation. Coming up this afternoon, 12, no, it's not 12:30 till 2. It'll be 12 to 1 after Chris does some new news for us. Another Christmas special, and it's the first is behind the scenes of the making of It's a Wonderful Life, and then the original broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life. So enjoy that this afternoon, and then at 2 o'clock we kick off our magic of Christmas. Nothing but all-time Christmas songs, some new ones mixed in, a little country, we got this, we got that. And also tonight at 9 o'clock we will play in its entirety, 9 till midnight, the Handel's Messiah. So enjoy that, and our magic of Christmas will continue until 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So enjoy it, and Merry Christmas to everyone. All right, let's see here. I got an email regarding Christmas songs. Kevin, earlier this week you had a question about the worst Christmas songs. Why not ask the listeners what your favorite Christmas songs are? Well, okay, Chris, we know that you like Jingle Bell Rock.
That is correct. That's my favorite Christmas song.
And that's never get tired of hearing it.
No, I think it's catchy, and I like how energetic it is.
Ah, okay, so that's it for me. I like the energetic Christmas songs. I do not do well. Well, I shouldn't. On Christmas Eve, my mood changes. I like the the upbeat stuff and so forth, but as you'll hear later this morning, there's one that it's kind of become a tradition here on KPRL that I play because I absolutely love it. But for the most part, I'm like you. I like the upbeat stuff. I don't like a lot of the older ones. I guess that, the traditional ones that a lot of us grew up with. Didn't really like them that much when I was a kid. I always liked more of, even if the older ones were upbeat, I liked them. So, but everybody, they have their own little thing. So you would say that Jingle Bell Rock is it. Is there anything else you can remember? And do you remember the first time you heard it?
I don't remember the first time I heard it, truthfully. But another one I would say that I really like is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Okay, that's also Brenda Lee.
Well, I guess I'm a fan of Brenda Lee's Christmas songs.
Well, those are two. And then there's Jingle Bell Rock. Also, Bobby Helms does a version as well. And it's similar to Brenda Lee's, of course, obviously, though it's Bobby Helms. And that was, and still is popular. And Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, a lot of people do that as well. So, and that's one that has to be a beat. You can't do it. Low. All right, let's see here. I thought I had something. What was it? Oh, yeah, I came across the Christmas Eve things, Christmas Eve traditions. And again, family, we all have different traditions within our family. And of course, we kind of mentioned this yesterday a little bit of attending midnight church services. And then people will have special dinners on Christmas Eve. And again, each household is different, as we kind of alluded to yesterday on the different meals that people have. And then, of course, there's one that, I kind of forgotten about this one. I remember doing it as a kid. Chris, you may remember this, and that was making sure that you leave cookies and milk for Santa.
Surprising, this might surprise you, but I didn't do that tradition because I was an outlier when it came to belief in Santa. My parents told me Santa wasn't real before I was in kindergarten.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, so you didn't do the cookie thing.
Nope, didn't do the cookies.
All right, well.
Didn't stay up trying to, see if I could catch Santa coming down the chimney, none of that.
All right, well, okay, so we had, the information and said, what was it, 7 or 8? That I looked up that most kids figure out what's going on?
Yeah, about that time.
Okay, so you found out a little bit sooner, and others, as we got a text from somebody yesterday saying that their older brothers or older siblings was the one that kind of, I guess, broke the news and stuff like that.
I didn't find out. It was told to me. Just like, I didn't discover anything. I never had the chance to believe in Santa to begin with. It was just, nope, there's no Santa.
Okay, all right, so it didn't, but you didn't buy him getting the gifts, though.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, presents are presents. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Get a new toy for Christmas.
Well, that's what we all look forward to. And then as we went through the age thing. It was not the toy. It was based on, well, just a lot of different things. A lot of different things. I look back and I always, you know, I mentioned my brother yesterday, the absolutely the best in the world. I mean, we shared a bedroom until we were teenagers. And yeah, we used to get into it a lot and stuff. But overall, this is, and I'm still trying to think because of my age why I would have thought this way, maybe simply because he was my older brother, that I thought the best gift was a Schwinn bicycle, 10-speed. It was gold. And my brother got it for Christmas. And I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. I don't even remember what I got that Christmas. But I remember, and you know, thinking about it all these years, I was probably thinking that my big brother has got the coolest bike in the neighborhood. And I was real proud. Of course, I was too young, but he said, you know, don't you touch it or else. So, and he had that thing for a few years. He had that gold Schwinn bicycle with the... you know, the skinny leather seat and stuff like that. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So, all right, just a couple of things to get going this morning here on the Right Choice KPRL. And as we mentioned about some traditions, obviously different around the country, around the world, as we got a couple of people yesterday saying that Santa Claus looks a little bit different depending on where you may come from. And there are just different things here. So, for example, if you were in Greenland, a tradition, this is under food and drink now, whale blubber eating. Fermented birds and seal skin. Raw whale skin with blubber.
I'm going to hurl.
That's pretty disgusting, too, but they grew up on it, so who knows. And radish night. Carving intricate nativity scenes from giant radishes on December 23rd and then eating them. I like radishes, but I wouldn't bother carving them. You have all types of things that go on. By the way, I don't know how many of you know this, that maybe in the United States, but it just says here, if you find a spider web on a Christmas tree, it's supposed to bring good luck. And in some parts of the world, unmarried women, they throw a shoe over their shoulder. If it lands pointing to the door, that means they will marry soon. And I guess this is part of Germany and the United States. I never heard this one. A glass pickle ornament hidden on the tree, that is also for good luck. So, I'm sure every family has favorite decorations that they've had on for years, and then there's the one that goes to the top. They're not all angels or not all bells, but again, different families have certain things they may put at the top of the Christmas tree, but that's up to you and your traditions, and that's why it's so fun, and maybe even some arguments on which one goes to the top. I don't know. Anyway, it's fun stuff. It's just, you know, a lot of fun this time of the year. So, again, maybe you have some traditions or some special meals that you put together. The main event, of course, tomorrow, Christmas morning, Christmas Day, and then everything that goes on with this. I never heard of this one, but one for Christmas Eve is wearing matching pajamas on Christmas Eve around the house. Don't think I'd want to do that one. Pajamas are for bed. Well, or laying around the... Well, I guess if you want to lay around the house, but if you have people there and stuff like that, and I don't know if I want to do that. Also, I forgot to mention that in addition to leaving out milk and cookies for Santa, that you also are supposed to leave some carrots for the reindeer. I did not know that. I don't think we ever did that. It was the cookies and the milk. All right, so there you go. And of course, classic movies, which, by the way, somebody told me if I was looking for a bad Santa that I should watch the movie Bad Santa. Okay. I've heard of that movie. I don't know who's in it. I don't know who's in it, and I don't know if I would like it anyway. Let's see here. I love the Porky Pig Blue Christmas song. I've never heard of that one. I've never heard of that one.
Doesn't ring a bell for me either.
No. Oh. What's I think is that where he stutters through Mary? Is that for the person that texted? Is that the one? Because I have who does that? Mel Blanc. I think Mel Blanc does that. I don't hear that often. And I don't know if it's in our list because I've got about, 400 songs lined up, and I'm not sure that one is in there. Some people get offended by Christmas songs. You know, the classic one would be Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, which I love it. I love it. And then I know personally my dad was offended by the barking dogs singing Jingle Bells. He, for whatever reason, and so when I found that out as a young kid, I had it on a 45. I would make sure that I would play it when he was in the house. He never told me to stop playing it, but it just offended him. For whatever reason, I don't know, and other people get offended by, certain songs. I know some of the parody things, people get a little hacked off, but... I enjoy the variety, the variety of the Christmas songs. There's so many, and there's been so many good ones in recent years too. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The Porky Pig Christmas song, the Blue Christmas. It's not necessarily the Porky Pig portion of it. It's the lady in the background that's just having a great time. Her laughter is just, it's great. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Okay, so that's the Elvis Blue Christmas, but Mel Blanc is doing it like Porky Pig, and I've heard it, but I don't remember the lady in the background.
Yeah, this some guy playing in a bar or someplace, and it wasn't Mel Blanc, but it was it's his rendition of it, and it's just it'll bring tears to your eyes.
Well, what kind of Christmas songs do you prefer?
I like the upbeat ones, you know. I mean, I even like Hippopotamus for Christmas. I think that was a cute song.
Yeah.
I know. We all have our... I mean, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. That one is a funny one, too, you know. But, you know, Santa Baby, not really a fan of that one.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday because, again, I get in the mood for Christmas music. Yesterday would have been my day for it. I don't, I told the story why, but I thought, you know what? Anything with the Ames Brothers or Roger Whittaker, I just want to, again, do the Elvis thing when I hear those songs. I can't stand those versions. And I don't like... the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Now they're classics, but I've never liked them. And when it comes to classics, I prefer the Drifters' White Christmas over Bing Crosby's. However, on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I love to hear Bing Crosby's version, and I don't know why that is.
He had a beautiful voice.
Well, he did, and I guess maybe because I've read some things about him, I have a different opinion of him. But I mean, that really shouldn't matter because the voice is what the voice is. But yeah, that the special moment when I hear that probably later today or tomorrow morning, I will enjoy it. And maybe because of the sentiment tied to it with, growing up with your family and stuff like that.
Chris should check out that Porky Pig song. But I was going to say, too, there is a Christmas CD that I have that I've hidden from my wife. She asked me where I never told her where I put it, but Neil Diamond's Christmas album. I just can't stand it.
Which one was that?
Neil Diamond Christmas album?
I
like Neil Diamond, but the Christmas album is just, it's too much.
Well, what do you mean by too much?
I just don't, the singing, the it's just, when you hear Cracklin' Rosie and you hear all these his other songs, they're great, but when he starts singing Christmas tunes, it just doesn't feel right.
Well, isn't he a Jewish guy from Brooklyn?
I wasn't going to say that, but yes, he's capitalizing. It's like the Chinese making all of our Christmas decorations, but anyway.
Well, you know, the artist, you know, when they're, I don't know how old that album is from Neil Diamond, but I mean, he's been a big selling artist for, you know, 40 or 50 years. So, you know, the record company's going to capitalize on that because people are going to buy their favorite artist Christmas album regardless.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I can't find that one.
Well, you know, it's the, well, okay, here's a question. Have you, well, you have it, but other than that one, have you ever bought a Christmas album?
I'll answer that by saying Andre Bocelli, Christmas, because he's got a beautiful voice. Yes, I have.
Now, some of you may be too young to remember, but there was, again, years ago, I remember this as a kid, that gas stations used to sell albums. There was a Texaco station when I was a kid that was called Red's that my dad would go to, and they had these Christmas albums. And then it wasn't, and they were the, you know, the typical classics. It wasn't like just a Christmas album made by, you know, such and such band and Podunk wherever. These were legitimate all-time Christmas songs, and my dad would buy a couple of those things every single year. And we had, I don't know how many dozens of those Christmas albums on it, but you know, it's funny because through the years, you know, he would have them on and stuff like that on the old stereo, and I remember hearing one song that is very melancholy, but I absolutely love, and believe it or not, it's from the Jackie Gleason Orchestra.
Oh, and that's odd, yeah.
Well, that struck me when I'm looking at the, you know, I'm reading the back of the album and I see that and I go, oh, Jackie Gleason, the orchestra, what? And then I played the song and I go, this is a really nice song. And that's one of the slow ones and melancholy that I absolutely love that song. Love that song. And because for the most part, I don't like the instrumental, but that's probably number two on my list. And the Leroy Anderson Sleigh Ride is my favorite.
Well, that gives us something to look up on the days off and maybe check out the streaming of it.
Yeah. All right, sir, Merry Christmas. We got
to
go.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, thank you very much, and heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's Rose Parade float for the 2026 Rose Parade in Pasadena is entering its home stretch. Both teams gathered in the Pomona campus on December 19th to celebrate the near completion of the float for this year, depicting the theme of magic and teamwork by showcasing dynamics between nature and technology. The float will be decorated with more than 21,000 flowers to cover the float until December 31st. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo announced they'll be opening a brand new nature play area New Year's Eve. The play area, Wild Journeys Play Zoo, is a nature-based space designed for young children and outdoor play. The area will be unveiled at 10 a.m. on December 31st, with the zoo's inaugural Noon Year's Eve celebration following. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain today, highs in the low 60s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. Tonight's Powerball jackpot on Christmas Eve worth $1.7 billion. It's a cash value if you win of at least $781.3 million. This after there was no big winner in Monday night's drawing. The Justice Department releasing 30,000 more documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, including some that mention President Trump.
The Justice Department says some of the documents contain bogus claims that were made against President Trump before the 2020 election, calling the claims unfounded and false, but they are being released as legally required, like this letter appearing at first glance to be from Epstein to convicted serial sexual abuser Larry Nassar, which references President Trump, but the FBI says it is fake, pointing out that it doesn't match Epstein's handwriting.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michael's Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250. To be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Just about 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL time for sports, and it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NBA Tuesday, the Spurs spanked the Thunder 130-110. That's San Antonio's second win over the defending champions in 10 days after OKC had started the season 24-1. Victor Wembanyama.
The efforts we do on the court are paying off. We're not doing them, and it's not like we're doing it and not seeing any results. You know, it's contagious, but we need to make it even more contagious and take pleasure from playing games like this.
The Spurs have now won 7 in a row. Mavericks nipped the Nuggets 131-130, 33 for Cooper Flagg, 31 for Anthony Davis. Cavaliers had 9 players in double figures as they punished the Pelicans, ending a 5-game winning run for New Orleans. Timberwolves knocked off the Knicks, 38 for Anthony Edwards in his first win over former teammate Karl Anthony Towns, who had a game-high 40 points. Kawhi Leonard had 41 to lead the Clippers over the Rockets. Wins for the Grizzlies, Nets, Bulls, Pistons, Magic, Hornets, Raptors, Bucks, and Suns. Now the association takes Christmas Eve off with a 5 spot coming up on Christmas Day. NHL, Leon Draisaitl had a hat trick. Connor McDavid assisted on every Edmonton goal as the Oilers snuffed out the Flames 5-1. Sabres won their 7th straight, 3-2 over the Senators in overtime. That's Buffalo's best run in 7 years. Avalanche blanked the Mammoth 1-0 for their 6th win in a row. 32 saves for Scott Wedgwood. Maple Leafs popped the Penguins 2 goals and 2 assists for William Nylander. Rangers scored 5 times in the third to crush the Capitals. Victories for the Kraken, Red Wings, Canadiens, Islanders, Flyers, Panthers, Predators, and Golden Knights. The Icemen have a 3-day respite before returning to action on Saturday. That's Wednesday Sports.
And we have our triple header coming up Sunday morning beginning at 9:30. It'll be the Seahawks and the Panthers, followed by the ugly versus the uglier. That's Giants and Raiders. And then finally the 49ers and the Bears, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. They are locally family-owned and operated business, offers traffic control services in Atascadero, and, of course, they cover the entire county. Steady rain. It came down pretty darn hard about 4 o'clock this morning. Be careful on the roads. More rain today. Showers continuing this afternoon. And a high today of around 60, more rain tonight, and steady rain overnight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Steady rain in the morning. Showers continue in the afternoon for your Christmas. That's about an 85% chance with highs in the upper 50s. As we head out to Friday, we'll have a chance of some more rain early Friday morning. Right now, about a 50% chance. Upper 50s, some sunshine. Upper 50s Saturday, Sunday, upper 50s, low 60s Monday, Tuesday, mid 60s. Next Wednesday, maybe some showers later in the day. Right now, it's at 30%, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:11 a.m., 4:56 p.m. We are at 58 degrees and some rain. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry team. Training team. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound, that is our job. Nothing's out today. It's a mess. However, I had nothing better to do today than driving in and to count the pigs. There was 11 pigs.
That's a lot of bacon.
That's what I was thinking, because we're having a Christmas ham tomorrow, too. So, yeah, it was mouth-watering, but they were not all in the same location. They were scattered all over Ranchita Canyon Road. It's like, because I don't know why I started counting. Like I said, I guess I had nothing better to do. You know, it's raining, so why keep my eye on the road? All right, if you, Chris, do I? Oh, all right, here's a question for you.
What's the question?
Where's eggnog from?
Like the country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I'm going to guess it's probably some, let's go with Sweden.
That's not a bad guess.
I'm guessing it's the Scandinavian area, so my second guess would be like Finland or Denmark.
Well, most of the stuff that I've gotten here, England is getting credit for it.
England, okay.
Yeah, England is getting credit for it. But according to the Oxford English Dictionary, Nog was kind of a strong beer. Somehow it evolved into this. So anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. We'll be closing the office today at noon, and then nobody will be here Friday except Chris and I. All right, World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Visit TascaderoGunShop.com. Got to get this in, running out of time. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course out there at the airport. If you're qualifying for a gift certificate, contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, although it is, there isn't a single one metric for this answer, but I'll take, there could be two answers according to this. Viewership. This includes surveys and box offices and television and so forth. What is the most viewed Christmas movie? The most viewed Christmas movie. I can take two answers. One of two. Well, I can. You can get a choice of two that are constantly or consistently in the top two. All right. What do you think it is?
I'm not writing down the full title for this. You could probably guess what it is.
No.
Oh, that's not it. Okay.
No. As a matter of fact, in the top five here, it doesn't even mention. Oh, wait a minute. Well, kind of, but not the one you're thinking of.
Oh, wow, that's surprising.
So, folks, what do you think it is? By most metrics, there are two that consistently come in at one and two, the most watched, reviewed Christmas movies of all time. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Christmas Vacation.
No, not Christmas Vacation. And let's see here. I'll see if I can get this in. No, well, sorry, we're out of time, folks. I'll let you know in just a sec.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a hearing during its regular meeting January 27th. The public hearing is to provide information and gather feedback regarding immigration customs enforcement. If you cannot attend in person, you can watch online. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period starting at 6 tonight, ending just before midnight on Sunday the 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain today. Highs in the low 60s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Home Alone comes in at number one, and then It's a Wonderful Life, which, again, I'll have a behind-the-scenes look at that this afternoon, and then the original radio version of It's a Wonderful Life. Also on the list, Chris, you did get it, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
Yes, he did. And How the Grinch Stole Christmas, a Charlie Brown Christmas, an Elf, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. All right, folks, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They've got you covered when you need them. Free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's